Han nodded to Leia, and they followed Jaina through the door into the suite's empty, beige-carpeted outer office. Save for Seth, who silently mouthed the word, alone, Jag was by himself, a fact that Han found telling. After the assassination attempt at the Pan-Galactus, Jag never went anywhere without his Chiss assistant, Ashik, and a sizable contingent of bodyguards.
Thank you, Seth,
Leia said, motioning the young Jedi Knight back toward the foyer.
You showed good judgment in not using force against the head of state, but it might be wise to make sure there's nobody out there eavesdropping on us.
Yeah,
Han said, scowling at Jag.
And if there is, you don't have to be so nice.
Certainly not on my account, Jag said. If there's anyone out there, they aren't mine.
Good,
Jaina said. She stepped forward, squaring her shoulders in a manner that Han recognized as just a little wary. Jag's unexpected arrival was clearly not a welcome surprise for Jaina. With a difficult raid coming up, the last thing she would want in her mind was Jagged Fell.
Let's start with how you found us, Jaina demanded.
Jag smirked down at her.
I do have one of the best intelligence services in the galaxy.
Han's heart jumped into his throat, and he glanced over at Leia.
Great, he said. If the Imperials know we're here...
There's no need for concern, Jag said, raising a hand to stop him. Ashik assures me that GAS is not aware of you.
Even Han could feel the relief flooding the room, but he didn't feel any better himself, especially since Jag had obviously just dodged Jaina's question.
I need details, Jag,
Han said. He hooked a thumb toward the next room.
We're putting a lot of lives on the line here, and Ashik's assurances don't cut it.
I'm sorry, Captain Solo, Jag said. As you yourself are fond of saying, trust me.
That might be easier after we know what you're doing here,
Leia said. She glanced toward the now closed door behind them.
And why you couldn't wait for us to come out.
I couldn't wait because the Horns aren't the only ones with a team of GAS agents tailing them. Unless I'm back in the lobby soon, the ones tailing me are going to start wondering if I had some business in the Grazer building other than a meeting that ended...
Jag paused to check his chrono.
12 minutes ago.
Fine, Jaina said. So let's get to it. What do you need?
Jag's eyes turned steely.
Very well, Jaina, he said. The first thing I need to know is why you didn't tell me about the Sith. Or the fact that the Jedi have actually been working with them.
Jaina's jaw dropped nearly half as far as Han's heart. Leia merely bit her lips and glanced at the floor for a moment, then looked to Han.
The leak couldn't have come from Wool, she said. He didn't know about the arrangement with the Sith.
Then it's true?
Jag asked. Jaina nodded, but it was Leia who answered.
I'm afraid so. Our stealth X-Wing has been trapped here on Coruscant, as I'm sure you're aware, and Luke and Ben needed some major support to destroy Abeloth.
Jag frowned.
Abeloth?
The huge threat I told you about, Jaina explained. Just before we broke up.
We didn't break up, Jag reminded her. You left because I wouldn't launch the Imperial fleet on just your say-so.
Hey, look,
Han interrupted.
We love to leave you kids alone so you can work this out, but aren't we all on a schedule here?